Morning.
Morning.
I'd like to reiterate that was a good song service. I enjoyed it so much. And I hope you were paying attention to that last song that we sang. Meditations is the title of it. It starts off, it says, God has been my refuge daily. God has been my hiding place. He will ever lead me onward. He will take me home at last. Is that your hope this morning?
Yes.
Is God your refuge this morning? Is He that one that you want to cling to? Is He that one you want to serve? The last verse of that song says, all my days I want to serve Him. He has been so good to me. Every day shall be to praise Him. Long His breath remains in me. Is that our prayer? Is that how we want to be? Notice that song, it says, I want to praise Him. By nature, we do not. By nature, this old sin nature that we have about us hinders us so many times. It gets in our way. And if anything, it gets in our way to our service to the Lord. Psalm 100. I just want to read. Psalm 100 starts off, says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Isn't that what we were supposed to do this morning? We come together and come and meet in His house and read these words and just sing. We're supposed to be singing from the heart. I love a good sounding voice, but brethren, if I know somebody who couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but they're singing from the heart, and you could just see the glow of the Lord on their face, I'm rejoicing right there with them.
Amen.
I love to see that. I love to see His saints rejoicing. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. Even if our heart is broken, even if we know the condition that we're in, we should be able to come to His house, knowing how good He is, and want to sing praises to His name. And it's verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Aren't you thankful for someone who's doing their job and they have a smile on their face? Don't you like that? Go to a restaurant and you have a servant or a server, you know, they come to the table and they're happy and they just seem like they're enjoying the day. May not necessarily enjoy the job, but they're just enjoying the day. They're just in a good mood. It puts you at ease, right? That's how we're supposed to be serving the Lord, with gladness in our heart. Because if I'm telling you what, if you're making more of an effort to praise Him on a daily basis, if you're making more of an effort to read His Word and follow His commandments, I tell you what, your service to Him can be with more gladness.
Amen.
So serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Because that singing, that helps. You know, so we don't even have to sing audibly throughout the day. We could just be singing within our heart. Have that song in our mind. We could just be thinking about it throughout the day. But we could serve the Lord with gladness. Verse 3, know ye the Lord, He is God? It is He that made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Amen.
You know, we have that Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. Thou art a shepherd. Remember, He is the good shepherd. Jesus Himself said, I am the good shepherd. Well, a good shepherd is going to tend to his flock. A good shepherd is going to protect his flock. A good shepherd is going to provide for his flock. Well, He's the best shepherd there is. So if we're the sheep of His pasture, don't you know that pasture is just lush and green, flowing with water. Plenty of nourishment there, plenty to bed down, plenty to be in safety and in peace. I know bad things happen to good people in this world. We live in a fallen world. Things are going to happen. But that's why we have to cling to the Lord. Serve Him with gladness in our heart. Let Him be our refuge. Let Him be our strength every day. I don't have any strength that I can claim on my own. If I try to go it on my own, I'm going to fail. I'm going to falter. But that's why He needs to be my refuge. That's why He needs to be my strength. And it helps when we Like verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Remember, keep that on your forefront. He is God. Not me. He is God. And he hath made us, and not we ourselves. You know, I hear that a lot of times, that self-made man or whatever. Well, you know, I understand some people can do some amazing things. And I know some people that have tried to do something. But I tell you what, if you find somebody who's been following the Lord and trying to do the best they can, the Lord's been their helper. The Lord's been blessing them. The Lord's been taking care of them. Those that are successful in this life, according to thus saith the Lord, are the ones that are having that gladness in their hearts, singing to his praise. So verse 4, enter unto his gates with thanksgiving. Well, I tell you, that is a big one nowadays. A big one. Some people want to dwell on the negative. Things are going bad. There's things going bad in the world. Things are going not so good in our country. I get that. There's a lot of things we wish were different. But even though things may be so bad, there are still things to be thankful for.
Amen, brother. Amen.
This morning, that sun still came up this morning. I was able to get here to church in my comfortable vehicle. We get to sit in a sanctuary that is, for all intents and purposes, comfortable. Some people may think it's a little cool. Some people may think it's a little hot. But listen, we've got the, you know, the amenities here, right? Let's be honest. We're not having to walk 8 miles up a mountain to sit on a split log, right?
That's right.
We've got it too good, don't we? So let us be thankful for the blessings that we have. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Again, with praise, right? Isn't it funny that the more thanksgiving we have in our heart, the more praise we'll be wanting to give? Seems to be connected there. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. When's the last time you just thanked the Lord for being who he is? A lot of times that may just be an afterthought, right? When's the last time we thank God for just being who he is? I'm thankful. You know, that's one of the things is some people in the world will look at you strange. I can just rejoice in the things that God cannot do, right? He cannot deny himself. He cannot lie. I can rejoice in those. I can rejoice in those things. But enter into his gates with thanksgiving and in his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, right? That almost sounds like an understatement, right? The Lord is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Aren't you thankful for the everlasting mercies of God? When's the last time you thanked the Lord for his mercy? For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I'm so thankful that the truth of God will endure to all generations. The Lord has told us in his word that he shall preserve his word. His word is forever, right? Plus, we have the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus Christ. He'll be with us, we'll be with him in eternity, right? The Word will be for everlasting. And aren't you thankful for that one Psalm 119, 89? Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. We don't have to worry about changing of the Word of God. We don't have to worry about if it's going to change or if we're going to have to change with it. Now, we have to change with it, right? That's how we should be. We should change with it. The Bible doesn't need rewriting. It just needs to be reread.
That's right.
And the Bible doesn't need to be dumbed down to my standards. I need to bring my standards up to it.
Amen.
So, if we read this psalm again, just real quick. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. First and foremost, make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So when we read that song again, God has been my refuge daily. Boy, I tell you, there's a lot in this book that tells me that God can be my refuge. He's the only refuge that's worth anything, right? He's the best refuge. God has been my refuge daily. God has been my hiding place. We can hide in the Lord. We can hide in the Lord from this dark world. Be sheltered under His wing, if you will. He will ever lead me onward. He will take me home at last. So the Lord will lead me in this life. He's given us His word to help me. Remember that Psalm 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Show me where I am, and a light unto my path. Show me where I need to go. Some people say, I need a manual for life. There it is. I found it. Have you found a book? Remember that one? He will ever lead me onward. He will take me home at last. We sang that song, what a day that'll be. Are you looking forward to that day? Now, I know some people say, well, I'm not going to hasten anything on. I understand that. But are you looking forward to it? Are you looking forward to that day? I know there's loved ones I want to see when I get there. Amen. But the first one I want to see is the Lord Himself. The one who gave Himself for me. He's a personal Savior, right? He died for me. He offered Himself to His Father to save me. So God can be my refuge. God can be my hiding place. He'll ever lead me onward and take me home at last. So knowing these truths, brothers and sisters, let us serve Him with gladness. In every opportunity we have, let's make a joyful noise unto His name. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.